Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And boy, oh boy, it's raining hard. I know how people laugh during Noah's preaching. That preacher of righteousness is warning men to flee from the wrath to come, and everybody laughed and laughed when he's building the ark. And interestingly enough, nobody was laughing when it started to rain. And everybody was destroyed. And why were they destroyed? Because of the wickedness of man. They opposed their creator every step of the way. And when that happens, I'm looking at it right now, as a matter of fact, concerning just premising and predicating this whole conversation on what I'm going to say next here. When you look at Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, folks, if this doesn't get your attention to drive you to the foot of the cross, nothing will. We can go down line upon line, precept upon precept, but when you get down to the point where in verse 24 in Leviticus 26, it tells us, "Then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you seven times more for your sins." And that is where America is at today. The next step is the sword. The Lord said that he shall avenge the quarrel of his covenant. I know how many people love to have their ears itched on a daily basis. I know those that still, they listen every day, but there's no godly repentance. I see you. I'm not blind. I can hear you. I'm not deaf. Fact of the matter is all of this is going to come to your remembrance on Judgment Day. Once again, this message here at the Sons of Liberty Radio is always this show. Receive the message to your own blessings or reject it to your own demise, your own condemnation. That's exactly what we see throughout scriptures. And there's no separation between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. And how people separate those two blow me away. Though there is a distinction to be made when it comes to ceremonial law and moral law. Yes, indeed. But folks, I am telling you, it is on. We are in it. We are daring the justice of God through apathy. And we're seeing it at every given turn. Every given turn, folks. I see a lot of chatter going on right now on live chat where they're talking about how the people in Ohio just voted in favor to make sure that abortion remains. I mean, as if to suggest anybody in their right mind that has been born is going to vote in favor to make sure that someone unborn doesn't have the opportunity to be born. I'm not saying there's not people out there like that, but I am saying a majority of the American people, no way, are voting in favor of this nonsense. And if people want to keep acting like that there's a voter fraud that is not taking place in this country, again, I say to your own demise, you are absolutely out of your mind. Joseph Stalin comes to my aid when he said it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. That's exactly what's been going on in this country far too long. The narrative has controlled Americans. Go online. Try to find opposing views concerning the agendas that they're pushing, and if you find none, you prove my point. You prove exactly the point that I'm making. And for the life of me, I understand not. Romans 1:18, if you're going to keep parroting the mainstream media that you say that you do not believe, you're going to get the results that you don't want, and so it is. I'm telling you, a majority of what is happening in this country is happening through voter fraud. And what do I continuously hear the said conservatives and Christians, a lack thereof? Yesterday's liberals, what do I hear them say? Oh, you know, the people, the stupid people keep voting them in. No, they're not. How many times have they been busted for voter fraud? Just a question. We're not going to stay on this topic, but just a question. How many times have they been busted for voter fraud? How many people need to be delivered up for voter fraud, and you still have not figured out it is voter fraud? Nope, you don't believe the media, but when the media tells you that the what they call the left, which does not exist, they won again, you actually believe somehow or another someone voted them in. No, the only people voting them in are those that are writing the narrative. And somebody has to believe the narrative. Ask any dictator, folks. I brought this to your remembrance 1,000 times. Adolf Hitler had less than 3% approval rating, but somehow or another, he became the head of that country. And once he got into that country, and once he had his way, because 80 million people in Germany, still ashamed, by the way, of their history, took the bait. They drank the Kool-Aid. They believed the lies. That's how they gave him power. That's what's going on here. Those that listen to me on a daily basis, I'm curious to know, why do you think they're censoring this ministry? Why do you think they're censoring this message? Those that are not being censored, friends, they are not your friends. You can rest assured they're not telling you answers that are a threat to the establishment that everybody seems to be complaining about, but yet you continuously listen to them. Well, they're really smart. Well, the Lord's smarter. That's why we stick to the word here. It's simple to understand. He's telling us the truth. He's not a man that he should lie. And look where we're at. Folks, I don't know that you're ready for the show. I really don't. There is so much going on in this country that is in stark contrast to the will of the people, in stark contrast to the law, the laws found within our Constitution, and the enumerated laws found within. What we're seeing in this country is 329.5 million people believing the lie that there's a left that can go ahead and break the law at will, and they believe that the best they have is going to stand there and do nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they fail to prosecute. We're ruled by law, Americans, not a two-party system. Your hope is in what you do with the truth that's given unto you. And if you fail to do anything with the truth that's being given unto you, then it falls upon deaf ears. And rest assured, you will fall into the pit that you're allowing the bad guys to continuously dig. Listen, I have hope that we're going to get to the other side of what's going on in this country, but my goodness, friends, when you look at what the people believe as truths, which are blatant lies, it blows me away. Now, one more point, and we're going to take a hard break. You just heard during the teeing up of the show. I'll get to it on the other side. Don't want to start it where I can't finish it. I'm going to get back to this Ohio voters' reach verdict on the right to abortion. Guess what, friends? God never gave us a right to kill our own babies. And maybe we should take the time to read the Fifth Amendment, where we have a right to life and liberty and the due process of law. Did those babies get the due process of law? Absolutely not. That's called murder. And God will be just, and he will fall upon the heads.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Just going to say, folks, right during the end of the last segment there, I'm going to get back over to this Ohio verdict on the right to abortion. They want you to believe they have a right to murder babies, okay? That's why they're playing the semantics with the American people. But one of the things I was saying during the end of the last segment was, if you paid attention to how they were teeing up the show again, they keep talking about how Trumps and the Trump family are under attack. They're not under attack, folks. Trump already told you he's not going to jail, just like I told you he wasn't. And it's amazing how these said presidents can just go ahead and call the shots, and it all ends up in their favor at the end of the day. But this applies to all of them, folks, because they're all actors, and they're all clowns in the circus of politics. But you know what was interesting about it is the fact that he's still there. He doesn't need to show up to these debates concerning those that they have given you as options by the CIA-controlled media, as if to suggest any of them are legitimate. Regardless of the 900 to 1,000 other presidential candidates, they're completely ignoring all eyes on Trump. All eyes on Trump, folks. Isn't it amazing that the mainstream media gives that dude all the attention that he needs? And again, let me ask you the question, what about the 900 to 1,000 different other presidential contenders that are qualified to be the president of the United States of America? How can we always get the lesser of two evils, friends? The two options, the two wings on the same bird, which we continuously find over and over and over again. Hey, between the lesser of two evils, folks, I say it again because we're coming up on that time of the season. Choose neither. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2 when you get a moment, and you'll understand perfectly. Let's get over to this right now. This is DCEnquirer.com. Breaking, Ohio voters reach verdict on the right to abortion. Folks, there is no right to abortion. Okay, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs 6:17. This is a Christian nation too, mind you. And it shows you who's at war with that Christian nation, the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, said President Truman. Okay? They're just controlling all the networks to keep driving that narrative. That narrative just happens to be that of Omri. Do a Google search on, a commentary search on Albert Barnes on Micah 6:16, and do a little research on it, folks. You'll understand perfectly. It is a narrative that undermines the Lord. It's a narrative that is set at war with God. And, of course, we understand the history of the Lord. He always wins the war. And here we are again on another day, only to understand Omri didn't get it back then, just like the CIA is not going to get it in the present. They're going to learn the hard way. But I want you to understand something, friends. They're talking about how Ohio voters, they reached a verdict on the right to abortion. I want to make real clear what I'm going to say next. I remember one day we were out in Michigan, and I was preaching to the Constitution Party, and we were having church, just like we do everywhere we go. The Holy Ghost drops. He comes to bring conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment as we use the law as the schoolmaster to drive him to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Galatians 3:24. And in the process of that, friends, it was interesting to note a woman raised her hand up in the air and she said, "Why is God allowing this to happen concerning the murder of 70 million babies?" And I got to tell you what. My dander just went up instantaneously. I said 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians are tolerating a few people in Washington, D.C. who have illegally sanctioned the murder of those 70 million people. Who did they get permission to go ahead and murder those 70 million people by? The government. Who's the government? We are the government in this country. Every time I hear people talk about they, no, they is only a reflection of you, and what you tolerate. You know nothing of your history if you talk outside of that. And they, by the way, only do what you allow them to do. Because they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. And they can do no more or nor less. Folks, if you don't want to impeach Article 2, Section 4, and you don't want to prosecute these criminals for the crimes that they're responsible for, understand that before God and man, you are an accomplice to the crime. Going back to the lady in Michigan, why is God allowing this? No, the Lord is bringing mercy. He's a merciful God indeed. But understand, first and foremost, He's a good God. He's a judge. He's a holy God. And because He's a holy God, He's always going to do good. That's what judges do. Read Psalm 97. Clouds and darkness are round about Him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies round about Him. So when those things are uncovered, Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Lord looks to the church to do their job on this earth that His will might be done on this earth as it is in heaven by holding to His statutes and His judgments, by bringing them upon the heads of the guilty, the wicked, Isaiah 26 verse 9. And if the church fails to do that, you're going to get more of this. I just did a show yesterday morning on Dub Television with Perry Atkinson, out in Oregon, national broadcast. He asked me the question, "Bradley, so why do you suspect that things are going the way that they're going?" And then he had shared with me, he said, "Bradley, George Barna," in, with that question, he asked, George Barna, in making a statement with the question, he said, George Barna, the guy that does all the research within the church today, he said that they found that 8% of those in America seem to be genuine Christians. And then when they found out on certain questions that were asked, if they believe all of the scripture, only 4% of that 8% actually believed it. Folks, I'm writing a book right now called Children of the Apostate. And I have been writing that book for the last month and a half. And I'm telling you what, folks, you want to talk about what's easy to write for Bradley Dean? It's just that. When I hold to the voice of the prophets and what they went through and what their message was, I find it here constantly, not claiming to be anything. We're all to hold to the law and the prophets, period. But I'll tell you what. When I look at that, folks, what we are dealing with in this country is a bunch of believers in this country that do not believe. They are not believers. It's a lack of Christianity. What else could make up for what we're talking about right now? What else could make up for if we had 86% that really believed the Lord and they kept the commandments that they might live? Proverbs 7:2. Do you think that we would be in the position that we're in today in any sense of the word? Absolutely not. Do you think our babies would be slaughtered 3,000 to 4,000 every single day in this country just because they renamed it from the murder of children, where there was outcry during World War II, to abortion? And saying, well, the people can go ahead and do it, it's a woman's right. No, it is not a woman's right. What the woman disobeys God when he said, thou shalt not fornicate, 1 Corinthians 6:9, they fornicate, they have sex before marriage, she conceives, and then what she's taught to do by these corrupt criminals in federal and state government, they are taught then by them to go ahead and blame the baby for their own guilt. And then they create something called war on women. There's no war on women. Folks, the only war on women is how the law condemns them if they so choose to commit the crime of murdering an innocent baby within their womb. Period. Furthermore, Scalia was right when he said there's no constitutional provision for abortion. Absolutely not. Here, for the sake of time, I need to go over, so you might understand what I told this woman in Michigan who started to weep after she realized this is one that the people are not going to get out of when it comes to allowing the government or anybody else to murder innocent babies in the womb. It always goes back to the blood, doesn't it? Yes, it does. 2 Kings 24 tells us, verse 4, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord, listen carefully, all of us listen carefully, because we are going to see judgment upon this country, even if it was just this one thing, the Lord would not pardon. He will not pardon this. You pray all you want, but he will not pardon this. Remember Josiah, the king that did everything the Lord told him to, when he discovered the law in 2 Kings 24, 23, and 22. Isn't it interesting? He did everything the Lord told him to do, but the Lord came back to him and said, this one thing I'm not going to pardon. You're in trouble, America, for what you tolerate. Now here's the recourse in satisfying the judgment of God. So shall you not pollute the land. In Numbers 35, verse 33, he said, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein. But listen carefully, but by the blood of him that shed it. So all of these people that are allegedly voting in favor to make sure babies can be murdered, you can rest assured they're guilty of it. What's God's recourse? What appeases God's wrath? Well, you can come to your own conclusion, but I just told you. To sit back and watch babies being murdered because people said they voted in favor, you are being conned by a bunch of criminal cons, Americans. You better right the wrong for your own sake. Well,
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. While Israel's war with Hamas continues to escalate, some are now looking ahead to what happens next in the region after the conflict. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirming the White House's opposition to an Israeli occupation of Gaza. Yesterday, the House of Representatives passed a GOP resolution to censure Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib over comments that were critical of Israel and supportive of Palestinians. Ohio, now the 24th state to legalize recreational marijuana. Adults 21 and over can purchase and possess up to 2.5 ounces and grow cannabis plants in their own homes. In a closely watched race, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected over his Republican challenger, Daniel Cameron. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, folks, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you where they're going to really lose control is when the people figure out. I mean, because 99% of the people agree with what I'm saying right now, that there's massive voter fraud going across this country. There's no question about it. But once they lose control of the voter machines and people realize it has to go further than just voting and actually having to deal with corrupt politicians and these agencies that are pushing forth these lying narratives on you, I'll tell you, that's when it's going to be all over for them. But not until then. You need to understand the warfare that's being played out right now is between you and the Lord. And either you belong to Him and you're going to win the day through trials and tribulations, or you're not. I mean, you're like out there fighting with a wooden blunt sword. That's why you need Christ, period. Your sin is finding you out. That's why. You need a Savior from your sin, Matthew 1:21. And until you understand that you've broken God's law into 1,000 pieces, right? Exodus 20, that drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Until you realize that you need Jesus as a Savior and what Jesus did for you on the cross by taking your sin and then washing you from your sin in His blood, Revelation 1:5. You're going to understand everything I'm telling you right now is mute. It's null and void in your mind. You do not understand it. There's two different languages, one of the Lord and one of a carnal reprobate. Read 1 John 4:5 when you get a moment. There is two different voices. There's no questions about it. When you're born of the Spirit, you're going to understand. He promises to anoint your eyes that you might see and open your ears that you might hear. We have a responsibility here, friends, and we better take it seriously, because for if we fail, it's all going to go for naught. It's all going to go for naught. We were just talking during the last segment there about Ohio voters reaching a verdict on the right to abortion. You are not going to convince me that the people of the state of Ohio voted in favor to make sure that they can continuously murder babies. And that's all irrelevant to the fact that it's against the law. It's against the law. People really need to open their eyes to the Word of God first and foremost and set the record straight. Yesterday I had highlighted, going to another point here, One American News highlighted Target CEO accused of lying about children's LGBTQ merchandise. Remember, we protested them in June of this year, and we also protested them for satanic merchandise. Literally, blatantly satanic merchandise. They're showing you who they are. And I'll tell you what, I went and protested them because I want them to know that I'm going to show them who I am. And you say, well, Bradley, what do you think, you're big and bad? Nope, I know how small I am, but I know how big my Father is. And I understand His promises just in part like that of David in the book of Psalms, and how things work for us and not against us if we be in Christ. And how that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble this boy. Because when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, He meant just that. And if you want some sort of testimonial, why don't you go ahead and call up my enemies? Because they're going to learn the hard way. I'm not out here trying to play a hard guy, a bad guy. I'm not trying to be one that's bullying people. I'm just magnifying the law, and I'm telling you that all power is given unto us. Matthew 28, verse 18, because our big brother gave it unto us as well. Luke 10, 19, as a promise. And the Lord said unto us, folks, in Numbers 13 and 14, that all things are ours that we're willing to tread our feet upon, period. Okay? So I just showed you, friends, that the Target CEO is accused of lying. Of course he is. Hey, folks, understand that without big corporations committing crimes and working hand in glove with the government, these things would not be pushed forward. It's the corporations that are doing this, along with the mainstream media. They're browbeating you into submission as they continuously pick out these small groups of people, and they go out there and they use them as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. That's what they're doing. Did you see this? Speaking of which, it goes line upon line. FBI's recruitment drive at Pride events sparks controversy. Whoa! Here's the deal, folks. These are the modern-day brown shirts. That's exactly who they are. Matter of fact, if you think Bradley's saying that, no, a poll was taken, and they found out that 74% of the American people do not trust the FBI. They believe that they are Joe Biden's, as they call it. What a joke. Brown shirts. They say that 74% believe the FBI are the brown shirts in the hands of Joe Biden. That's an actual, factual poll. I'm sure it's higher than that today. But here's the deal, folks. The FBI, Chad Prather, actually highlighted the fact. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Hamas and Iran are currently wishing death upon America, but don't worry, because the FBI is now recruiting the best by attending Pride events. Just think about it, folks. If the FBI is not taking child pornography through Operation Pacifier and dropping child pornography on their political opponents' websites, they're out there actually, and if they're not being busted for the crime too, by the way, a couple of them already have been busted for doing just that, committing the crimes, right? If they're not doing that, folks, well, then they're out of the gay pride parade, and they're recruiting people. We have a guy here named Victor Neves. He said, clearly the FBI has its priorities straight. When they aren't even busy arresting their political opponents, they can be found at your local Pride event. That's exactly right. Again, consider, sodomy is against the law in this country, but there is the FBI going to these Pride events and recruiting for what? Oh, just hang on a second, folks. They're clearly advocating what God condemns. clearly. Check this out.
Getting quite a bit of backlash after it was discovered that they were recruiting at a pride event in North Carolina. Some jokes just write themselves, but I guess we can sleep easy at night knowing that the FBI really has their priorities straight. If they're not preoccupied with arresting their political opponents, you can find them at your local pride event. Clearly, this is a very serious Bureau of Investigation. They don't have to waste any time looking into the pro-life organizations that are getting firebombed or anything like that. No, no, no. This is much more important.
Wow. That's your FBI, Americans. Do you understand how they're acting accordingly? In the sense of they're an unconstitutional agency? Who are they working on the behalf of? The American people upholding the law? Or are they working on the behalf of corruption within government, stealing your money and funding these sodomites and the recruiters of sodomites, which is against the law, to, in a sense, spread the leaven that God condemns? Leviticus 18:20 to Leviticus 20:13. All of this in spite of, friends, I showed this to you before, the Boy Scouts of America, and of course, I honestly hate saying it. I told the people when the sodomites went after Boy Scouts of America saying that they had a right to be there, I said it was going to destroy them instantaneously. 50% of all those that were a part of Boy Scouts, their attendance vanished. And I said, the minute you open the door, I said, the only reason they're going there is to make a prey out of those boys. Did you know, and of course nobody wanted to listen to that, because I'm the hater, I'm the bigot over here, right? Telling people what they don't want to hear, and I don't care if they want to hear it. I care about defending our people before God, especially the kids, right? Boy Scouts of America abuse claims pot approaches $3 billion. You know, when you go through this, it's interesting how much money's been given unto these kids. And you know where that money's coming from, right? Okay, I just want to make sure that you understood who's paying for all of these damages concerning the men that were making a prey of the children. It talks about, throughout the article, all the money that was doled out to these kids, these victims of men raping them, right? But in no place did I find, in these articles, any place, not a single spot in any of these articles, where anybody's been charged for the crime of committing the act of sodomy on a child. Oh, ooh. That's crazy. Which leads me to this. This is important. You probably have seen this. This is on thegatewaypundit.com. Nashville Covenant School trans shooter manifesto has been leaked. Yeah. Who's protecting, who's ensuring that this manifesto doesn't get out there for people to figure out? The authorities, judges. Those that call themselves the authorities, why are they afraid that this manifesto is going to get out? Because they're protecting the LGBTQ communities. So you better understand who's sitting on the bench. You better understand who the authorities are, Americans. And I'm leading up to something that's going to be very bothersome to all of you. Again, as if to suggest the American people are saying, we want more of it. Okay, I'll get to that in a moment. Why are they trying to cover this up? This is this little girl that wanted to be a boy, and she was angry, and so what she decided to do, here, I'm going to show you this on social media platforms. This is her handwriting. Death Day, she called it. She called it Death Day, friends. She had on her little manifesto here, kill the kids. Isn't that interesting? Wow, that's crazy. Here's another one for you. No, we're not done yet. Kill the kids. Death Day on another sheet. Why are the said authorities hiding this? Because it doesn't fit their narrative. I'm going to get into some of the details as to what this girl that wanted to be a boy and how it is that she wanted to take revenge on those that stood against her wanting to be a boy. Who's causing all of this confusion? Who's the author?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so here it is, folks. We have a little girl here on social media platforms who wanted to be a boy, and because the Word of God stands in contrast to this abominable lifestyle, right? Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, and the list goes on. This is confusion by design by the powers that are tolerated. That's all this is. And this is the fruit of it. This is what the people tolerate. But this little girl, she wanted to go in and just kill as many people as she possibly could. Now, I also want you to understand, it had to be leaked. People had to get at it because the power structure, for some reason or another, was suppressing all of this information. Why is the power structure and the Justice Department suppressing the Nashville shooter? The trans woman to man who went into the little Christian school and shot those little kids and shot those teachers. Why? Because they mean to protect themselves. That's why. That's what this is all about. Here, I want to highlight some of the things that she actually said she wanted to do. And I want you to look at the picture of this girl really quick, okay? This is her. She's a little white girl, okay? How confused is she? She said she wanted to kill as many crackers as she could. Boy, I'll tell you what, if this was the other way around, it would be national news every day for since the day it's taken place, which is, what, 9 months ago? Yeah. Want to kill all you little crackers. Wow. Wow. She said, I hope I have a high death count. Interesting. No, folks, they love this. They love this. What do? They want the gun, right? They're protecting their own. What fits the narrative is let's get the gun. Who cares about the victims? That's the kind of mindset you're dealing with and putting up with in your country. She said, I have a high death count. I'm ready. I hope my victims aren't. Notice this little girl had to lay and make prey of a gun-free zone. I brought this up yesterday. Americans, you have a Second Amendment right. I'm going to say this a different way. That is the art of radio. Nobody in this country, any representative government at all, as an individual or corporately, has a right to violate or infringe your Second Amendment right. You have a right to bear arms. They don't have any business telling you what you can have and what you can't have. Hey, folks, the government cannot out-arm you, but that's what they mean to do through idiotic people, stupid people, dull and insensible people. Webster's 1828, look up stupid, okay? They have no authority whatsoever to etch away at tearing away at your Second Amendment God-given rights. The whole purpose of the Second Amendment is to stand against tyranny. Not to shoot deer alone. That's secondary to you defending your families, your friends, your neighbors. But this is what they're going for again. I have a friend that's in government in Tennessee. And it's pretty crazy what's going on there. So it shows you how unsafe you truly are when it happens in the Bible Belt. Okay, I want to give you the death day. They found her little schedule here. And the point that I was going to make, by the way, before I give you the schedule of this little murderous tranny, as they call him, is she went into a gun-free zone. And this is what I suggest that you all do and understand what I'm telling you is lawful. What they're doing is unlawful. You never gave them authority to steal away your right to bear arms, okay? As they sit in a circle with armed security detail working against you and your Second Amendment rights. The American people need to take count of all of these mass shooters that laid for gun-free zones to kill as many people as they could, and count all of those that were made prey to the politicians and hold every single one of them accountable for every single death. Who are they to tell you you cannot defend your children? But they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, right? Okay, so let's get over to this. 7 a.m., this is the little transgender girl that wanted to be a boy, that wanted to kill as many crackers, little crackers as she could. She's a white girl. She said, 7 a.m., get dressed. 7:05 to 8:55, covered. Okay, it was folks, these are all redacted. They didn't want you to see what she had there. 9 a.m., eat breakfast at home. 9:30 a.m., pack up special belongings in backpack. 9:50, test knife core glass breaker. 10 a.m., leave for Royal Range. 10:20, gear up and set up guns in trunk, assemble, and get out to rest. See, they want to fill the narrative, and I'm sure much of this has been contrived and added, but they want to make it sound like, look at all the arms that she had. Okay? We got to stop that. Let's go for mental health now. You better be careful of that one, too, friends. 11:20, final videotape. 11:35, leave for Covenant School. 12, arrive at Covenant. Checking parking lot for security. 12:05, and by the way, a majority of those security, those little cops that are bought and paid for, they don't have a gun, which makes absolutely no sense. When you go into a mall and you see these little rent-a-cops, I mean, they're laughable. Most of them weigh 300 pounds. It's ridiculous, and it's embarrassing, but again, it's a reflection of what people tolerate. 12:05, arrive in designated parking space. 12:05 to 12:10, prepare for attack. 12, whatever, it was redacted, lock and load all weapons. 12:33, circled, redacted, open fire towards southwest entrance, let massacre begin. I can almost... And someone can probably tell me what I'm going to tell you right now is true. Confirm it, please. I guarantee you that all of these school shooters, too, friends, are on antidepressants. They're dangerous psychotropic drugs. We do a whole show on that. Okay? So, this was her little manifesto that had to be dug up by the people that the government was trying to protect and conceal from the people. And again, you better know what it's about, friends. And on the other side of this, this is the kicker, okay? This is what they want you to believe. So take the beginning of the show to where we're at right now and let the Lord dovetail this, okay? And you'll understand when I show this to you. They want you to believe that just recently, after everything I just highlighted, they want you to believe that the LGBTQ candidates win big in 2023, including one trans state senator in South. They want you to believe that you want more of what the sodomites, lesbians, transgenders are bringing. When the American people have already stood up, think of Target, think of Bud Light, the list goes on. Hey, folks, 33 states won gay marriage, which was never in the history of mankind, when that first came out. Did you know that 33 states and the majority of black people in the United States of America condemned it instantaneously? But they wanted you, and they told you that, no, the people want it. The people want it. This is how the media works. Man, folks, for the people that I have watching me in one day, just on an average, my show from 3 days ago, I had 101,000 people watch. If I could get those 100,000, we don't even need that many. If we could get those 101,000 people out and about in their communities throughout the United States of America and the 53 countries, we could, under God, change this country. But this is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that over 200 LGBTQ candidates just won office. They want you to believe that we want more of them preying on our children and perverting our laws every step of the way. This is exactly verbatim to a T what Adolf Hitler did. And I've been telling you this for years, Americans. The SS were sodomites. Why? Because they were backwards. They would do what they're told. You Americans are in trouble for giving a pass to those that are taking the office in a criminal fashion. And you know as well as I do that people did not vote them in. But the people are going to step back, and the churches will start preaching the end times all the more. Matter of fact, I just seen something today where a lady said, "Come, Lord Jesus, you understand not Scripture. The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. It is judgment. Do you understand? What Bible are people reading? When you begin as a country to tolerate the murder of children and men that war with God and prey on the children, those are the two signs that that country is doomed. Is doomed. Your borders are wide open. The federal and state governments are at war with anybody that agrees with God and the Constitution. They're appointing people to rule over you that hate you. Leviticus 26, verse 15, read it to 46. And again, if you want a testimony, friends, you're seeing it right now. You're seeing the hand of God. If we're not going to know Him in His blessings, we're going to know Him in judgment. And we're in it right now. Love you by what we do. Love you enough to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you. Hosea 6:5. Read it when you get a moment. We'll talk to you in 23. Folks, get busy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.